promise of cable TV all those years ago was that by paying for the service, you could avoid the commercials. That promise has faded, with most cable and satellite channels carrying just as many ads as regular TV. Besides television, those advertisements find their ways onto billboards and magazines, trailed behind airplanes, and stamped onto pieces of fruit. Much of that work that goes into the ads is done by creative types, and it can be a lucrative career move for work-starved artists, writers, and musicians. But one organization wants those folks to quit their jobs and use their talents elsewhere. 848's Michael DeBonis has the story.
In his basement workshop, John Salamini is getting ready to run a series of prints.
I'm doing a two-color poster today. So this is going to be the one color, which is kind of the background of the whole thing. And then when that one's done, I will print this on top of that.
This is a relatively new thing for Salamini, doing what he loves to do, making art, in the middle of a weekday afternoon. For over 3 years, he worked as a designer for one of the world's biggest advertising agencies. Last November, he quit that job to concentrate on his poster business, Spike Press. He says he was frustrated with the culture of advertising, from the feast or famine workflow to ad campaigns that caused ethical uneasiness.
A lot of the clients who would be deemed morally ambiguous, they don't directly sell their product. For instance, a tobacco firm, like, legally it can't be anymore about somebody happily sucking on a cigarette. It's all about lifestyle. So there's a guy in a jet ski or riding a horse or something. And so when you're working on it, sometimes you have to remind yourself, like, what the hell am I selling here? You couldn't think about it too long. Once you stopped and thought about it too much, then you kind of saw the bigger picture, and kind of that's when the creepy feeling started coming in.
Though some feel, well, creepy working on certain campaigns, the advertising industry is filled with willing employees. But Salamini says that many of his former coworkers were using their advertising paychecks to fund other pursuits.
The guys in the AV department were all filmmakers and were working on independent films, and another designer friend of mine was working on a screenplay, and then a lot of the designers themselves were either doing freelance on the side or having gallery shows, or they were painters or illustrators. I think the agency allowed them to do what I was describing, meaning sort of financing their side projects.
And now there's an organization that's cooked up a campaign targeting those folks.
Would you quit for $700?
At a cultural center in Rogers Park, artists Anne Elizabeth Moore and Steve Lambert are counseling disgruntled ad men and women. Moore and Lambert are the co-founders of the Anti-Advertising Agency's Foundation for Freedom. Lambert says they want to help people find work that won't compromise their ethics.
Most people in advertising have some sort of line that they won't cross or don't like to cross, and the agencies themselves don't have that. You know, like they're there to sell whatever it is that the companies want, and so there's always some sort of conflict. And we want to give those people opportunities to work where they don't have to make those kind of compromises to their values, you know, or be put in those positions.
To do this, they've created a competition to help push people who've been thinking about quitting to cut the cord. To win the award, which is currently about $700, you must provide proof you've quit, describe your sleaziest ad campaign, and write about the hopes and dreams you had for the world when you were five. It may sound like a joke, and they admit they probably won't see an exodus from ad firms, but Moore says they are reaching people.
We start this crazy idea, and we immediately get sort of adoring letters from advertisers who are like, you know, I'm so glad you guys are doing this. Oh my God, I've wanted to quit my job for so long. And they're not necessarily committing to quit, but that the emotional impetus is there for them to even write to us, to me, is just so telling.
Of course, there are lots of people in advertising who are perfectly happy.
I've been advertising for a while and used that experience to kind of leverage that.
In a nightclub just north of the Loop, Chicago Advertising Federation's young professionals meet up for drinks, appetizers, and networking. Dan Rutter is one of them. He's a project manager for the ad firm Digitas. He says part of what he loves about the industry is the diversity.
Working with people from all over, different parts of the country, backgrounds, whatnot, and watching them collaborate and come together to form these great teams that come up with great ideas. You know, it's definitely a work hard, play hard industry, and the people that I know and myself definitely take advantage of both sides of that.
Rutter says he's happy with the path he's chosen, but he's also quick to admit that he'd like to do something more creative, maybe make better use of his journalism degree as a copywriter. But what about taking it one step further, quitting the ad game altogether and focusing solely on his love of writing? Does he ever think about moving to a shack in the middle of nowhere to write the great American novel?
Oh, absolutely. Every day I think about that, and whether it's true or not, and I need to hone my skills, but they say that, you know, your passions lie in the thing that never leaves your mind, so I think that one day I will do that.
Rutter may not be thinking of leaving the ad world anytime soon, but the Foundation for Freedom says that there are others who are fed up but feel trapped. They want people to know that there are ways of making a living and being creative without selling a product. For 848 on Chicago Public Radio, I'm Michael DeBonis.
For more information on the Anti-Advertising Agency's Foundation for Freedom Award, visit our website at chicagopublicradio.org. My little turn.